From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, the state has authorized some Humboldt County businesses with lower COVID-19 exposure risk to start opening on Friday. Qualifying businesses have to have modifications in place to protect the health and safety of both employees and customers. The first stage of Governor Newsom's four-stage reopening plan has been in place since the statewide stay-at-home order took effect on March 16th. Stage two begins Friday with what the governor calls a soft opening to gradually reopen certain businesses. This first part of stage two will allow the reopening of most retail businesses that are able to serve customers curbside or through delivery, as well as logistics and manufacturing supports for retail businesses. There is one new positive case of coronavirus in Humboldt County. The total number of confirmed cases now at 55, total number of hospitalizations at 5, and 52 people have recovered. The Log Cabin Diner discontinued its dine-in service after receiving letters from the Yurok Tribe and the county ordering the business to immediately address the public health concern. On Saturday, the diner, located on fee land within the Yurok Reservation and therefore under the tribe's jurisdiction, opened a sit-down service which violated tribal laws established to prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the chairman, "We will never be idle when the health of our people is in peril. The integrity of our economy is important, but it will never trump the health and safety of community members." The Yurok tribe has taken every available action to shield reservation residents from COVID-19. 60% of tribal citizens living on the reservation are either elders or individuals who have underlying medical conditions. The elderly and those with pre-existing illnesses are particularly prone to suffering the most severe health consequences from the coronavirus. Well, in Curry County, effective Wednesday, the Board of Commissioners reopened the county's transient lodging facilities and RV parks. Campgrounds will open on Friday. They also are requesting the governor reopen the county for business. On March 27th, commissioners adopted an order that closed all transient lodging facilities. Last week, they discussed rescinding that order, but met opposition from the cities and several residents. Monday, the city of Gold Beach decided to lift their ban on transient lodging effective on Friday. Also, it was announced Boyce Cope County Park would be opening on Friday. Staff further explained safety protocols are being put in place to help minimize the spread of COVID-19. Due to needed repairs, Lobster Creek Campground will remain closed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.